News reports in August said assistant DAs missed deadlines in 4 criminal cases within 2 weeks. That's 4 more than some lawyers miss in 3 decades. Asking around, I noticed everyone I spoke with who had contact with the district attorney's office had something very negative to say. Dumpster fire was a phrase I heard frequently. I was troubled. I like and respect DA Gerald Byers. He's smart and experienced, and even several critics say that he means well. I'd voted for him, hoping the employee lawsuits and unionization effort when he was deputy DA didn't mean too much. As I talked to former assistants, law enforcement, and others who have frequent contact with the DA's office, they described an office that was dangerously understaffed. Attorneys were overworked and underpaid. High turnover was making things worse, and cases were being dropped or mishandled. Management also controlled more details of cases than usual, delaying resolution of cases. Just since Byers took over in January, more than a dozen prosecutors have left, 6 to other area DAs. Some still live here, commuting long hours, probably not because they love listening to audiobooks. I have reason to believe concerned observers have contacted the Attorney General. Some context. If Byers didn't inherit a sinking ship, he took command of one that was listing badly. For years, Susana Martinez, then Amy Orlando, ran the office. They prosecuted vigorously, but also hit defendants with excessive charges to compel plea bargains. When Mark D'Antonio won the 2012 election, he found things in surprising disarray, and many of Orlando's people fled elsewhere without even giving the new guy a chance. He wanted to balance vigorous prosecution with more openness to treatment when appropriate. But he seems not to have been a great administrator, and at first he trusted some people who maybe didn't deserve his trust. Byers largely ran the office for much of D'Antonio's second term, then was elected unopposed last year. Morale is reportedly poor. 3 women recently received settlements based on allegations about Byers' work as chief deputy. That sparked the effort to unionize, rare among lawyers. Byers stresses that he treats everyone the same. This month, to everyone's surprise, he fired Chief Deputy A.J. Salazar, who has served formal notice he may sue. Byers has responses to each charge, and it's hard to assess these things from outside. But just the fact that so many refugees from our DA's office are prosecuting cases elsewhere raises serious questions. Because people avoid saying to Byers what they say to others, he's unaware of the extent of the criticism. Whatever has happened, and whoever bears how much fault, I hope Byers takes these concerns seriously and improves matters soon.